VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Just your calls and comments. The show is full of it. Call now. We're here. We like it. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Cabbage with a K.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Make like Ernestine and give us a ringy dingy at 888-RADIO-30. Also known as 888-723-4630. Look, we're about the same age, I understand, but this living in the 60s, I mean...
Enough is enough.
Well, how are we going to attract a younger audience who doesn't get any of our references?
Let's move to the 80s a little bit, just for a few minutes here,
because
I'm going to tell you my story.
I was sleeping during the 80s.
So here's my story. So I had to go to New York.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 80s, mid-80s, mid to late 80s, right?
Mm, yeah.
And I've been out of any kind of scene forever, ever. You know, marriages, children under my belt, everything.
Well, that's a type of
scene. So my cousin and I were sitting in a restaurant in New York City, Carnegie Deli, to be exact. And we said to the waiter, and you know how the waiters and waitresses are there.
New Yorkers don't eat there, by the way.
You know how it is. I mean, yeah. They're just rude and everything, the waiters and waitresses, on purpose, right?
Kind of do.
So we said, gee, we want to go see Studio 54. Where is it? So this guy with this glint in his eye gave us the address. He says, go there, you'll love it. So after we ate, we walked over there, and of course it had been closed for years and was boarded up.
Yeah.
We felt like such rubes.
It's on 54th between Broadway and
Studio 54,
7th,
duh.
Think, yeah.
You know, and I guess it closed sometime in the 80s, so this must have been in the 80s sometime.
So you missed it.
I missed it.
That's
all right. I missed the whole scene.
Yeah, no, it's never my scene.
Yeah, I missed the whole thing.
But I still love the idea. I think you could do a play about Jackie Onassis. Imagine Jackie Onassis, Liza Minnelli,
and Truman Capote.
All in the same car, going to White Castle with Andy Warhol.
Okay.
And
write it.
And Jackie
Howie
says...
Howie will direct it.
Well, I know. I really like to have a whole bag of White Castle because I really think they're good.
Oh, Jackie, you're so amazing when you eat all of those things. And I don't know how Andy
Very
Warhol sounds.
Very good.
And, of course, Truman's the easiest to do because all you're going to do is talk like this.
Up in your nose.
Right.
Yeah. You're good, Griff.
I actually wrote To Kill a Mockingbird for Harper, but don't tell her that.
Lillian, did you find it?
I did, and you are so kind to give me all that time.
Well,
so let's start again.
Yeah, let's start again.
Okay. Lillian, what's your question or comment today?
Okay. Well, I don't have a question, but I think I know the answer to your trivia question.
Really? What is it?
Yes, I do. I think the first item sold on eBay was a broken laser printer, and it sold for $14.83.
Well, actually, say it again, because you did... You said a laser printer, so we have to start again now. I'm going to give you one more chance, Lillian.
I think we're about to break FCC rules.
I think you have broken rules, and you're kind to let me do this.
Okay, go ahead.
It was a broken laser pointer, and I think Pierre himself sold it. And it sold for $14.83.
You got it.
Finally.
All right, got it.
Wait, talk about
Thank
pulling
you
teeth.
Very much.
Lillian, how sharp. I'm telling you.
Oh, yes. Oh, the internet always comes through, doesn't it?
The interwebs, yeah.
Oh, so Lillian, so you're going to come up to me during the event?
I will indeed. I think I'm going to be in one of those first seats, too. I
oh, because you want, were you one of the first 25 people?
I was indeed, yes.
See, the first 25 people get to sit up front, and they get to bring a friend. So if a friend didn't come with them from DeLand, Florida, they would go grab somebody else and bring them. So it's going to be very interesting at the beginning of seating to people who didn't come with a friend.
I may make knots of new friends.
Exactly. They're going to be all over you, Lillian.
You will. You'll make lots of friends.
Thank you so much, Lillian. And just come up to me during the event, okay?
You bet. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Thank you, Lillian.
Bye-bye. That was fun.
So you know the joke about the... So here's a funny thing. About 4 years ago, they started a program internally called eBay Heroes. And they were employees that were recognized for outstanding achievements or, you know... And I was in the first group. And I think I was... I don't know why I was... They used this category, but I... It was something about buyer enthusiast. And I think it was because I buy so much on eBay that I'm notorious for having tons of boxes delivered to my queue.
Not quite yet, John.
Thanks, John.
Hold it off. Go ahead, finish, Griff.
I know this story is boring, but you could just tell me. And they get, and the winners get this tall statue. It's kind of a stylized superhero. And in his hand is a broken laser pointer. And the and it weighs a ton. And so I put this on my desk, and within a week, the broken laser pointer was missing. Someone took it.
Oh, no.
And it really was a broken laser pointer.
Oh, my God.
So. I don't know.
Oh, Griff, I'm telling you. It is time now.
What? For the stinger?
For this update from Priyanka from GoDaddy Bookkeeping, this report. Hi, Priyanka.
Hi, everyone. So the main thing in the online bookkeeping circles these days is that federal quarterly estimated taxes are due on June 16th. This payment is for April 1st to 31st May 2014, and you should be paying quarterly estimated taxes if you expect to owe at least $1,000 in federal tax in 2014. So that's the biggest news. Additionally, there's more you can learn at the eBay Sellers Conference in Las Vegas, where GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping shall definitely be present. So that's all from now. From me, this is Priyanka Sharma reporting from GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.
Thank you.
Now back to Griffin Lee.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Boy, did I mess that one up. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, it is time to pay those quarterly taxes if you are a business. And, you know, if you don't pay them, they don't come after you. If you pay them at the end of the year, but you may have to pay a little bit. Sometimes
they have to pay a little fee
or whatever. And so it makes sense to pay for it, you know, as you go through the year. It just does. So thank you very much, Priyanka. We appreciate it. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Mike in Wellsville, New York, known as Penny, for your thoughts on eBay. Hey, Mike, what's your question or comment?
Hi, Griffin Lee. How are you?
Good.
Doing good, thanks.
I have a question about a case that was opened against me yesterday.
Okay, go ahead.
Basically, the buyer opened the case without even contacting me, and they said the item was not as described. And basically, I emailed them back, and what happened was she emailed me back today and said that she's away from home. Her sister opened the packages, and there were five of them there, and she got confused, and she opened the case by mistake. So my concern is that under the new seller standards that this is going to be held against me.
What you have to do is actually let the case escalate. And
she already closed it. She closed it on her own.
Right. So you need to call customer support and ask for a rep that can handle this. Explain what happened. They'll look at it, and they should take it off.
Yeah, she sent me an email, and she apologized to me. That was through eBay messages.
Yeah, so that's all the evidence they need. So call customer support.
So that will be reversed then, the defect?
I should hope so, but you got to call them. They're the ones who do it.
Okay, thank you.
And don't worry, Mike. It's going to be okay.
I try not to, but...
I know.
These new seller standards are a little confusing for everybody, I think.
You're going to be fine.
I think it may be because of the transition between the two seller standards that people are really confused. And
it'll all come together for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
Appreciate your call today. 888-RADIO-30 is our phone number, 888-723-4630. Griff, you're a very funny guy. I mean, you are.
Me?
Yes. Have you ever done stand-up?
I think my job at eBay is basically stand-up.
It is, kind of, but...
And sit down, then stand up again.
Seriously, have you ever done stand-up?
Nah, but I could.
Here is your chance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the pay?
Here's the item number.
Oh, that's the problem.
1-814.
Wait a minute, I'm not ready, babe.
Oh.
Go ahead.
1-814.
1-814.
2437.
2437.
3725.
3725.
Again, okay. That's 1-814. 243-7-3725.
Be a star for a night?
Yes.
I don't have enough material
you
for
can
night.
Perform on the stage made historical by Richard Pryor, Jim Carrey, Eddie Murphy, Robin Williams, Chris Rock, Adam Sandler, Jamie Foxx, Jerry Seinfeld, Dane Cook, and many, many, many more. You can bring up to 30 of your friends.
What?
To watch you perform for free. 100% of the proceeds will benefit Oak Knoll Kinderhaus Montessori through Giving Works, and the opening bid is only $300. Mm. The auction closes June 11th. All you have to do is search for Be a Star for a Night. I think you'd be great at it, Greg.
I just need material.
Well, you'd have to...
Write it.
Write it.
Yeah, I'm too tired.
Oh, God.
Why don't you write me the material?
Okay, I'll write it.
It probably won't be funny, though.
And then I'll...
Why should I want to go there? I've got this platform.
You
I
know,
can be...
of course, Griff, I am a 16-time Addie Award-winning copywriter.
Go rub it in.
Just need to remind you of that once or twice throughout the 11 years we've known each other.
Yeah, blah, blah,
I
blah.
I think I could come up... Actually, writing jokes is a whole different genre, of course.
It is a different
it
genre.
It is different. But I think you'd be great at it. I'd go watch you.
Yeah, but that's because you know me.
And you'd bring me as one of your 30.
I would. This segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Coming up next, today's final segment. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried and true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 263.
When it comes to inventory, management is crucial. Diva Dawn Ralston is known on eBay as Diva Dawn LV. She says a mistake that sellers often make is...
spending too much on inventory. It's easy to be out there shopping and finding great inventory. If you get a great deal on something, it's only a great deal if you're able to turn around and sell it and recoup your money and make some profit. If it's just sitting around your house, think of that as just a big pile of money sitting there. And I don't want to have money just sitting around. I want to spend it or use it for something.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your calls and comments are the only things we care about. If the show is a failure, it's all your fault, baby, not ours. Here are the hosts, Griff and Lee.
Today's final segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
I'd like to go to our calendar really quick.
Please go ahead.
Okay. We have a calendar, a seller events calendar now on eBay, and it's kind of new. And what you do is you go to our archive page, and you hover over Seller Solutions up at the top of the page. Isn't that what it is, I think?
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm so... Yo, Seller Resources, I'm sorry. You hover over Seller Resources, and then you click on Seller Events, and the calendar comes right up. And there is an event for tonight. It's in New York City.
Oh.
And it is from 7 to 9 p.m. The location is 153rd East 53rd Street.
153rd?
Mm-hmm. 153 East 53rd Street.
That's way uptown.
153 East 53rd Street. And it's going to be eBay Education Specialist, The Advantages of Working With or Becoming One. And if you go to our calendar of events, you can find out more about it. So go there. And then tomorrow night, Friday night, is the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. Our friend Tom Sutton is the organizer of that. It's from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. And again, go visit our archive site and you will find it. And of course, the next thing is the eBay Radio Party and Conference, June 17th through the 19th at Bally's in Las Vegas, 17th, 18th, and 19th. That's what we have on the calendar so far for this month. So, Griff, any parting comments for us today?
No, I have parting gifts, but no parting comments.
No parting comments today.
Well, what should I?
Yeah, well, you always like to say something at the end.
Oh, it's the end of the show.
Yeah, you told me. You said, don't take any phone calls. I'm always going to say something at the end.
Well, anyway, so let me tell you. What should we talk about?
I didn't have anything. Oh, here's something I wanted to bring up to you because it's so, it just sounds strange.
Okay.
Russian shoppers will now be able to make purchases directly from American eBay sellers who do not already deliver to Russia.
Right.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Customers register online at us.dostami.ru. They get a virtual American address, which is entered into their eBay account as their address while making a purchase.
Cool.
And then the items are then sent to a dostami.ru fulfillment center in the U.S.
Oh.
And there they're packaged and sent directly to the buyer in Russia at their regular address.
Where are you reading this?
This, it was on the, Betsy put it in her stuff today.
But where did she find this?
I don't know. Customers will have the ability to bundle multiple purchases into one parcel in order to cut down on international shipping fees. They'll also have access to Russian-speaking customer service representatives 24/7.
Hmm, great.
It's a great idea.
I suppose.
For people in Russia.
Yeah.
And us, if you think about it.
Yeah, but so the next question is, and I can hear sellers saying this, what happens if something goes wrong? Where? So there's, because there have been services like this, for example, for Japan. And what happens in a case like this is you are responsible only for shipping to that U.S. address. And if the item goes missing after that, if the item shows as delivered to that U.S. address, the buyer's out of luck. They have to talk to the forwarding company.
Mm.
So if you had questions about that, because, you know, buyers are, we don't have that many buyers listening. We have lots of sellers listening. And if a seller ships an item to that address, then and delivery shows it's been delivered, then item has been received.
You know, I was just looking at our calendar, and Tuesday is the last show before the event.
That's right. Yes, it is.
It's the last show before the event, so we will be with you on Tuesday, which is the, what date is that, Griff? I'm going to go through this calendar here. Here it is. Okay, we'll be with you on Tuesday the 10th, which is this coming Tuesday.
Yes.
Then there will be no show on Thursday the 12th, because we're preparing to travel to Las Vegas. Then we'll be doing three shows the following week, one on the 17th, one on the 18th, and one on the 19th. We always do a live show each day for at least an hour. One day I think it's an hour, and the other 2 days I think are an hour and a half. Live show, broadcasting live throughout the world. And then we have a vacation, a summer vacation coming up, which is a good thing because you're going to be traveling. Poor thing, you're not going to get your vacation.
You're getting one, but I'll be on the road for 2 weeks.
I know, I'm so sorry.
Well, I'll be on the road for 1 week. We're going to the East Coast.
But then the following week is July. It's July 4th. So
and I'm
off.
Home for that, yeah.
We're off during that time. So our last show for June will be the 19th.
Yes.
At Bally's.
At Bally's.
And then we'll pick up on July 8th. Tuesday will be our first show coming back from the holiday.
Yeah, and it's okay to have a little break. Those three days, we broadcast each day, right?
That's right.
For about 90 minutes?
Right, so we have three broadcasts that week.
Right.
Plus, it's okay to take a little break.
Well, I would think that people would be sick of us by now, so they
really?
Need to
they
give
are.
A rest.
I know they are.
Oh, it's that eBay radio again.
Oh, my God.
I got to listen to that for Oh, there's that obnoxious griff.
So we've got your griffettes again this year. If those of you who've never been to an eBay radio party and conference, when Griff enters the room, he's surrounded by an entourage called the griffettes.
Pretty girl.
And they're always wearing sunglasses, and they come in, and he comes in like a king. So the second year, they decided that I should be equal. So I have my chopped liverettes, and they are gorgeous, tall, strong men. That lead me into the room when we do the radio show. Very cool. Exciting.
This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. We'll be live on Tuesday, June 10th. So join us there at 11 to 2 p.m. Pacific. eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Indicia, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Indicia directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Indicia. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to BidOnFusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
I'm a buyer and a seller on eBay. When I receive items that have been packed carefully, it says a lot about the person who sent it. And when I send items to my customers, I take the time to wrap them carefully. And I know just where to go for all of my shipping supplies. There's truly only one place. MobileFast. They're family-owned and operated. And they care about getting your supplies to you promptly. And if you're not sure about what you need, give them a call. And if by chance they don't have what you need, they'll do their very best to help you find it. MobileFast are top-rated sellers and have been providing shipping supplies to the eBay community since 1999. BubbleFast has bubble mailers and bubble cushioning, foam rolls, packing peanuts, boxes, tape, and one of my favorite products is the famous box sizer tool that easily cuts boxes to the exact size I need. Most of their customers are eBay sellers, and they're successful because they listen to their customers. Call BubbleFast now, toll-free, 877-599-SHIP. That's 877-599-SHIP. BubbleFast, for all of your shipping supplies.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archives homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.